The inaugural visitors descending on the nation's capital will be spending a lot of money in keeping with the lavish style of the celebrations. The people catering to select members of that crowd include Vivian Duchel. She is Vice President of Public Relations for Ritz-Carlton International, which has hotels in the Washington area. This is her fifth inaugural in the hospitality business in the nation's capital, and she's on the line. Welcome.
Thank you.
Can you describe where you are now?
Well, right now, I'm right outside the lobby where preparations are going on. At the concierge desk, they're talking to guests. One just called in and wanted to rent a coat, a fur coat. It's going to cost them $15,000, the concierge said. That's the deposit, and then they have to pay a rental, and then they get to get the $15,000 back.
You may be able to tell us something here about your customers. When that person called and said, I want to rent a fur coat, and the answer came back, $15,000 deposit, please, did the person go ahead and say, yeah, I'll take it?
They said, no problem. The only reason they didn't bring their own fur coat with them was they didn't want to go through the hassle at the airport.
Let me ask this next question in an indelicate manner, if I can. It's an important weekend. It's a very busy weekend. Are you and other hotels jacking up the rates?
It's about a 20% differential between what it would normally be, but it is not price gouging. It's simply charging what the market will bear.
And you and other hotels, I gather, also have packages for people willing to spend a little more.
Absolutely. We've got one and only for $150,000. Have his and her bathrobes, have themselves flown in from Texas or wherever on a private jet, have caviar on Dom Perignon 24 hours a day, and all the other perks that go with it. Most people are probably paying $2,000 a night for four nights.
Your competition is offering some packages. I've got a list of them in front of me here. The Fairmont Hotel in Washington has something called President for a Day.
Right.
Or rather, 4 days it's described here. Includes two actors posing as Secret Service agents to guard you during your stay in the nation's capital. $10,000 per night.
Yes, that's correct. Nothing succeeds like excess. In this city, we don't have the Olympics, we don't have the Super Bowl, we don't have the Emmys, we don't have the Oscars, but every 4 years we do have an over-the-top celebration of democracy. It's a tradition.
You mentioned that some people might find this kind of celebration inappropriate. Is that because of the war?
The war, the tsunami, I understand people's concerns, but I don't think that canceling the inaugural is the answer to any of the events that are going on in the world. This is a see and be seen. Who's the new players in town? If I'm a mover and shaker, I need to meet the other movers and shakers. It's American as apple pie, so I don't see that we're going to cancel it, nor do I think it's inappropriate.
Is there any nod that you make to world events, which, as you point out, are sometimes not ideal at inaugural time?
They better pack their patience when they come to town. If they've been used to going through the lines at the airport, they can expect it to be just as bad, if not more so. Security is going to be extremely tight, and people ask about it, but most of them seem to be aware that this is for their own protection.
So the woman who rented the fur coat so she didn't have to deal with it at the airport is probably still going to have to send it through some kind of metal detector or X-ray machine or something.
Oh, yeah, I think that Sable probably is going to have a few x-rays on it, but that's the reason she has to pay the $15,000 up front, because when it's returned to the furrier, it's now no longer a brand new coat.
Vivian Duchel, thanks for telling us about your business.
You're welcome.
She's the Vice President of Public Relations for Ritz-Carlton International.